Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Come on, go ahead and bless the Lord. Are you clapping? Glory to Jesus. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God. The two hands are lifted up. Lift our hearts and voice. All the time with blessed anticipation and cry and give to God the praise of our salvation. We lift our hearts with blessed and cry and give to God with your two hands lifted up. Eternal Father, we humble ourselves before your throne. We are asking your hand of blessing this morning. You are the light of the world, the savior of the world. The one thing we seek this morning is to know the Christ and to take up our cross and follow him unto eternal life, nothing else. I pray in the name of Jesus that your grace will brood over this particular intention. And Spirit of the Lord, you will hasten upon your word to reveal the Christos to us. Nothing else. That the benefits of eternal life and salvation will be the portion of your people, I pray. I stand on this exalted altar and rebuke every satanic order, demonic interference, intrusion, and interruption. I command the enemy to be silenced. Silence in Jesus' name. I pray that your grace will permeate through the hearts of everybody. The word will be the seed and the heart will be the soil. In the name of Jesus. Eternal life, nothing else. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody clap your hands. Give God the glory. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. We are live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM, also live on Obatampa Radio 92.5. We live on Amansan Television and also GN. We are with our friends on Facebook, YouTube, and podcast. It is a joy, I mean Jesus' joy, to welcome everybody into God's presence. My name is Kofi Odru, and to announce to you that this live broadcast service is brought to you by Alabaster International Ministry. We are transmitting live this morning from Isaac and Comfort Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra, Ghana. We welcome all our friends from around the world, saluting all our brothers and sisters here in this particular temple. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we came, we wish, we seek, we require, we desire to see the Christ. Nothing else. And so, in this particular context or confines of the scriptures, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 1 to 4, Paul the apostle expostulated and said, Brethren, when I came unto you, I did not come with the excellency and the expediency of speech, declaring to you the word of the Lord. In the second verse, he said, I determined to know nobody else except Jesus Christ and him crucified. That is what we seek to do this morning. In the third verse of this chapter, the Bible said, I was with you with weakness. Other versions say meekness, and in fear and in much trembling. In the fourth verse, he said, my speech or preaching or teaching or doctrine was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but with the demonstration of the Holy Spirit and of power. This morning we seek nothing, nobody else except Christ. Jesus Christ. I can boldly tell you the personality that is missing from the church. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Christ! The person who is missing in church. Can you imagine that? Jesus Christ is missing in his own church. Jesus Christ missing from his own church. We don't talk about him anymore. We don't preach about him anymore. As a matter of fact, we don't sing about him anymore. When I compare the songs of today to the people I came to meet, the early Christians, hey, I realize that Christ is missing. When I compare the songs of John Wesley, Charles Wesley, to the ones of the people we have in Ghana today, I realize that Christ is missing from the whole picture. Jesus Christ. When I compare today's prophets to Isaiah and Jeremiah, I realize we have comedians on board. When I compare today's prophets, I am comparing them to Agabus and compare them to New Testament prophets. You know, I realize that we are so much different. So much different. We are the people who are seeking the praises of men instead of God, the approvals of men. We seek, and this is why we can go all the lengths to do anything to get an award from Ghana Music Awards or from Oscar and Grammys, from Satma and Crown Awards. Yeah, we are so crazy for the approvals of men. To the point that gospel musician will hate gospel musician because of Ghana Music Awards. They will even go to the point that they can go to shrines to kill another. If that is not true, I'm telling you, there is no way that that radio presenter will be dead because he was murdered and killed ritually and spiritually. All in the name of human approvals. We have gone sick and mad. Just like Jeremiah the prophet prophesied. Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse number 7 and 8. Whilst he was prophesying, he said, Babylon has become a golden cup in the hands of the Lord and has made all the earth to be drunken of the drunken. The nations are drunken of the wine of Babylonia, and therefore the nations are mad. The nations, they are mad. The preacher prophesied in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse number 3. And then he talked about the systems of the world. He said, this is an evil thing among all things that are done under the sun. There is also one event unto all. Yea, also, the hearts of men are full of evil, and madness is in their hearts. Yeah, madness. Men are mad. We have men in clerical suits in the pulpit, yet they are mad. We have women, daughters of Jezebel, who have started churches, and their business is madness. Madness. Madness! And therefore, the real gospel is missing. Real gospel missing here. All of you, if you are hearing real God, you will all get in line. You will all get in line. Jesus, nothing else. No nonsense. Jesus. If a person sees the Christ, Christ is revealed in them. You will not say they are Christians. Everybody will know. And all that, and all that, sleep with women and still pick your Bible and come and say, the fact that you don't even respect God is not even the issue. You know, you are magnifying your madness in sin and glorifying it with scriptures. That is what we are doing. You see, no. We have looked for scriptures and we are glorifying it. The most dangerous thing in the madness of Babylonia right now is for the people. They know all the scriptures, but they will rebel against God to his face. The abuse of grace. I have never seen anything as dangerous as the abuse of grace. I want to warn you that God will judge you for the grace you enjoy and the grace you abuse. I want to warn you. I did not come here for human approvals. Whilst I am preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself. The day is coming that we will all stand before the judgment seat. And whatsoever we are doing in this life, we will account for them. God is going to put it on the winnowing fan. Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 12. And he is going to sieve it. I'm telling you. The fact that you have a good voice doesn't mean you are approved of God. I will remind you that Dasibri Jamina and Ebony also had good voices. Yeah, Dasibri Jamina could even be a better singer than most of your gospel musicians. Yeah, Ebony was a far better singer than most of these your people. You know, Michelle, our business is to represent the kingdom and not rubbish. Our business is to represent the kingdom. Yeah. And I'm standing here, and then I remember when we started in 2016, the W3 service, when three people only watched on Facebook. We didn't care who was watching. We don't care who is watching and who is not watching. Open Ethiopia to Kenya. Yet Jumat is a bailiffs. We have come to serve summons. We are like court bailiffs. And decide whether to report to court or not. That's not our business. We have finished our job. Our job is to warn the sinner that God will judge him. That is our business. There is no fear of God. And the hatred among the hearts of these so-called Christians is unbelievable. The hatred. Hate. Darkness in the hearts of people. Hey, maybe can some beer. I no pay. Men found se ubeti ananti. Whether you listen, that is not the point. That can never be the point. You will be on the winnowing fan of God. Put the scripture back. Matthew chapter 3, verse number 12. Whose fan is in his hand? Put it in my language. But the Bible said, the Bible said, na obepra, I'm reminding you. I'm warning you in the heart of God and in the spectacle of the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you that nyame hu chantu nyama. Nyame no amugru ne hono tia so ma me catch it out. When I look at this nation, and yam wan wase munye yi. Man kwase afu amunitiri. Mu wani nsu mu hura de wa son so monte yasem. Enyame nwanwa because truth, absolute truth is God. Jesus appeared on the scene and made a public announcement. He said, I am the truth. I am the truth. Obia mitini mu no kura betinani. Pa, when I look at your level of acting, the way we act, we get into public and we want everybody to know that everything is intact and you go home and molest each other. I would love you to take a seat whilst I build up on my preamble. The Lord bless you. Jesus, nothing else. Because now we are afraid to lose numbers and members and money. Therefore, the enticing words of man's wisdom is what emanates from the pulpit. The youth does not fear God. The elderly does not fear God. And we are in the house of God, and all we know to do best, is acting and mimicking. And we live our lives as if we are going to be here forever. He is under the trumpet is sounding. The trumpet is sounding. The king is coming. The king is coming, and his reward is with him to give unto every man according to their works. Your king is coming, but your preparation is so down. Everybody who is sitting here woke up this morning and dressed up nicely. You back dressed up and prepared yourself, your shoes, your bags, your hair, your makeup. Everything went through a preparation before you appeared here. I want to ask you, what about your heart? What about your conscience? What about your motives? The king is coming. What is the preparation? What is the arrangement? I am asking you. The Bible said, even as clearly as he said in Matthew chapter 25 and verse number 13, he makes a submission in God's word. He said, watch therefore, for you don't know neither the day, neither the time or hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. And so he started that parable by saying there were 10 virgins that took up the alarms to go and meet the bridegroom. The verse 1 said, the 10, 5 of them in the second verse were wise and 5 were foolish. Same! Wherever you go in any Christian fraternity, you will see these two groups of people. Wise and foolish. Wise and foolish. There are wise Christians and very, very foolish Christians. In a divide, they are everywhere. They fall in the category of the lambs. They are jumpy, they are fluffy, and all that. If you marry a foolish wife, I'm telling you, everything that God planned for you will turn upside down. If you marry a foolish husband, I'm talking to the wise only, and presenting the gospel to you, this is not just a church service. It's not. The trumpet and the alarm is sounding. The warnings are being sounded. The wise only can can hear the voice of God. And so he began by saying in the John chapter 15 and verse number 1, when he said, I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. In the second verse, he said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bear forth much fruit. In the third verse, he said, the word that Kofi Otro is preaching this morning will bring a cleansing and a sanctification. The word which I have spoken to you, Jesus said, it has cleansed you. Exactly what the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 25. The Bible said, you know, he was speaking concerning the concepts of marriage. And then in the 26th verse, he goes ahead and said that he might sanctify the church and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. In the 26th verse, he said that he will present the church. When he appears as a bride, the church will be like a bride for Jesus Christ, having no spot, wrinkle, or any such thing, but it shall be pure, holy, and without blame. That you will be pure and holy without blame. Without blame. You will be pure without spot. Because you will be born again and you are born again. We are still Christians, and so we are clubbers, we are, you know, entertainers, and that is why we have even brought entertainment to church. Sometimes the priest leaders can say, be serious and dance, because we don't have any disco to attend. This is our disco. Nonsense. Who said I want to go to a disco? Who said I want to sit in a disco? The joy of the Lord is my strength. I don't even have to dance. The joy of the Lord brings me, it brings me some kind of contentment. Stop that nonsense, sir. The joy of the Lord, it brings me some contentment. The very serious stuff. And you're serious as him. We come to, you know, the place where, you know, he said he has given us pastors according to his own heart. It will catch the quantofono. Say, Hebrewachi, get back in line. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. I mean, God will judge the lukewarm Christian more than the unbeliever. I want to repeat what I said. Wunyame, asuchia wadibe mani panwa waba sorry kwesiye debia. E buttons can kanwa ya diachichi yitino. I am just announcing to you that dear, you know, one for Christo, bo ehuhubra, eniako shibra, nasuche emre. A chain, dear watina son demaha. Na wanim no kure na wanye. Men am here, Casam. One to you said you would name na wine and wobashin in my pee, won't you? One I drew and I be who said, Maw. Far sorry, dear, ya grow. A grow near dear grew. Somebody died for you. Somebody bled for you. Yeah, he bled for you. How can you take such love? How the Bible said in the book of Hebrews, how can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? When I look at the suspicion and the rejection of the grace of God and the truth of God, it's the rejection. Isaiah chapter 53, let's read from verse number 1. I will end it in some verse number 7 somewhere. The Bible said, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And then he said, for he grew up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form or comeliness that we should, you know, see him. And there is no beauty in the Christ that we should desire him. He goes in verse number 3. He said, he was this despised and rejected of men. When I look at the level of rejection and despicion, unbelievable! He has opened a door for you. And look, men were rejected. Why not cut it in once since I came here? no crani e kachirao. Dear wawasun maninti. He that have ears, let him hear the truth. He is despised. We despise Jesus with our motives, with our works and our deeds. Reject him. He is a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and we hid our faces from him. As you know, he is despised second time, and we esteem him not. Look at the way we treasure material things. Me, I'm not sure though. I'm not sure the level of wickedness and the level of sin. I am not sure. The kind of messages we've been preaching for the past 45 years is what has produced this kind of people. I'm telling you. I mean, we go to church and all we can hear is you will get a car, you will get a house, you will get money. This, you call this the gospel? You are unbelievable. I want to ask you, Muslims who are rich, who gave them that also? And Buddhists, who gave them that? You think gospel is bread and butter? We feel that if you don't drive a car, you are not blessed. Because that is what we've been hearing for the past 20 years. God will give you this. God will give. So the moment God does not give anything, we feel God has rejected us. Wrong message! I'm telling you, Opa Bonsamu Peter. We feel that the gospel is clothes. You know, God will give you nice clothes, designer clothes. God will give you a house. God will give you houses. You will become. I am not condemning, you know, that God has given somebody something. But the moment the other things become the real thing, we have rejected Christ. I'm serious. The moment I want to see Jesus, not a visa. Christ, I came here to develop my relationship with Christ. I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. Yeah, and the fellowship of his suffering. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 10. That is what I want to know. I want to know Christ. Christ! Christ. I want to know Christ. It was a joy sharing the gospel with the students of Ghana Telecom University College yesterday in their hostel. It was a joy seeing young people, you know, and looking at their potential and all stuff like that. I'm telling you that a human being without God is a loose and a wild being. So Christ is the guide. Christ is the direction. Christ is the value. Jesus Christ, he is the value. He gives you a sense of meaning, purpose, and a purpose-driven life. I said that if there was no heaven and if there was no hell, for example, I will still choose Jesus because he makes me a better person. He makes me a better husband. He makes me a better father. He makes me a better citizen. Still, I will choose Jesus. Somebody shout, Jesus! I can't hear you shout, Jesus! I'm talking about Christ. Now we don't talk about him anymore. He is not the sense, and this is why the heart full of darkness is what we can project. Where is Christ in his own church? Where is Christ? And this is why we are producing ministers of state who have no sympathy. Presidents of Africa who has no sympathy. They loot, they rob because there is no fear of God. God will give you material stuff. And so that is the picture they have been able to, you know, got into. Yeah. The man has four cars. You say God will give you more. And so he's in that swivel chair. And all that comes to heart is to loot more because he has received the prophecy for more. The man has two houses. And we have told him he's going to get more. And he's sitting in church. And all he's thinking is that by December, I must have more. What is going to be the revolution of his heart, the transformation of his heart? I came here to present the Christ. Even on the cross, a man saw him and said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He said, verily, I say unto you, today you will be with me in paradises. Yeah, even on the cross, he still brought salvation and restitution and recovery and replenishment to his people. The gospel must be preached. The people must hear the gospel. The alarm must be sounded in Zion. The people must hear the word of God, the bread of life, the way, the truth, the life. Jesus Christ, I am talking about TNEA. I am talking about Jesus Christ, the resurrection and life. Jesus, the way maker, the bridge builder. Jesus, the law and the Torah. Jesus, yeah, Esther's beauty and Mordecai's wisdom. Jesus, I am talking about the Lamb of God, the poet's song. Yeah, Jesus, he was the wisdom, the prudence of the book of Proverbs, Songs of Solomon, and the rest of them. Jesus, the Christ, the resurrection. Resurrection and life. When the bandit demons, you know, he came unto his own, but his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them that believed in his name, the Bible said he has given them power to become children. In other words, we were not children before. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus Christ. That is for kind of worship. You see, you can never know Christ. Emma wanun tira ukunu da. Inzi. Unnim Yesu. Yusuba ankan kanyi unnim Yesu. Tisuba afuni muana waki kankwa siyasem. Wama ukunu awadi afuna. Because of you. Because of you. It depends what area honu webushi emukuramu so mungu asoribi. Because wama shewa. Yusuba afuni. We actually bunny. Actually, the bunny, because we name Christ, you know, it will be by better them amen to announce some. The person who is seeking salvation walks into this building. Visa is not the message. Visa is not the message. May kwa abruch, may per heavy accord. May per heavy accord. Pastor Steve. Let's not get it wrong. The people and their desires can drive the preacher into the gutter. I'm telling you. And near man when the pebble pan why we young quadja some young cabin chiroma da because a nipa monamwe a peniema baby. Monamwe a peniema baby. Nipewe, nipewe, nipewe. Would dinni panachia wouldn't woman never could tokum. Frise ni frayen ni dinni frayen ni mua woman nagira. I told you the mind of God. I told you the mind. If a nation does not know Christ, they are wicked. If a nation does not know Christ, they are wicked. If a generation does not know Christ, they sit in darkness and they are wicked. When I look at the wickedness that was done to Captain Mahama at Denjira Buase, I saw wickedness of men. I thought that we had learned lessons because we built a slogan, we built a statue and put a slogan on the statue and said, never again. When you go between Airport Hills and the Sphinxes Road, there is a roundabout within the military enclave, and then we put Captain Mahama's image, a statue there, and we have written, you know, by neat, you know. May the Lord bless you. So because men pay us here. That a soldier had a sidearm that, you know, had 14 rounds. People were coming after him. And he chose to protect their lives whilst they killed him. At least, if he had shot 3 people down, they would have run away. But he did not use that, you know, lunar 9mm pistol was not used. 14 rounds of ammunition in that pistol. He didn't use it. As if this nation didn't learn any lesson out of it. Last, you know, week or 2 weeks, last 2 weeks, we killed and murdered another soldier in cold blood. Stop that young man, 21 years, to death A man in uniform. He is stationed in Sunyani. He is in Accra for a course and decides to go to his home. Well, people are saying he was with his girlfriend. Which of you are not with your girlfriend? Which of you, even husbands, are still following girls? You are sitting here. Sorry, them, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yeah, church, I know it's in crowfunds. You come to judge somebody. There are people that are sitting here and yet they don't know the light. They don't know why, because we have hardened our hearts towards the mercies and the grace of God that is in Christ. And he is calling out this morning, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden and encumbered with a load of care, and I will give you rest. My burden is easy, my load is light. Christ is knocking at your door. He said, blow this trumpet in Zion. Yeah. Joel chapter 2, verse number 1. I close with Joel, the second chapter. And the Bible says, blow ye the trumpet in Zion. This message must not go to crusade. It has to come to church. The church people who have hardened their hearts, rebelled towards the love of God and the grace of God. Yes! Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm in my holy mountain. And let the Christians, yeah, of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord is at hand. I came here to warn you. Verse number 2. And he says, very interesting. The day of the Lord is a day of darkness and gloominess. The day of the Lord is a day of clouds and thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people, a strong, the Bible said they had not been ever like any day like the day of the Lord. Sister, don't you mean you now know that because of what is coming, the enemy has done made it increasingly so that the people will forget. Let them cause them to forget that something is coming. Use your needs. We have not even gotten our daily bread. We have not finished paying our children's school fees. What do we do with eternal life? The enemy has made it increasingly so. And I listen to the sermons that comes from almost 80% of the pulpit. 80%. Of pastors and pulpits in this country have forgotten Jesus. I'm serious. And I stand here to speak to my colleagues, my fathers and my mothers. The level of hypocrisy, just like the Ghana Armed Forces. I am so shocked that government has not been able to comment on the barbaric reaction of the armed forces at Ashiyama. What a weak government. What a weak government. I am shocked that the opposition, the NDC, have not been able to comment on what happened. Hypocrites! Hypocrites. And I'm shocked that the Ghana Peace Council has nothing to say about what the soldiers did to innocent Ashiyamans. I'm shocked that the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Council and the Christian Council of Ghana has not commented on that. They kick you down and tell you to roll in mud. And if you behave like Kofi Odro, they will beat you to death. Is this the way you investigate a crime? Now the police took over investigation and they have arrested some people. The people you arrested, were they the people you brutalized? So what was that brutalization for? This thing happened somewhere in Tamale. Same reaction. That is our behavior. Ghanaian forces, you are weak. Weak in motives. Weak. Whoever gave that command, you are on your way to hell. A weak. Jesus was talking about the armed forces in Mark chapter 3 verse 14. He was speaking. As a matter of fact, let's go to Luke. Chapter 3 verse 14. Let's look at that. Good. Luke chapter 3 rather verse 14. And the soldiers, this is rather John the Baptist that is preaching. He said, and the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, and what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence to no man. Because this violence from soldiers didn't start today. Do violence to no man. Do violence to no man, neither accuse anyone falsely like you did to the people of Ashiaman. You accuse them falsely. You don't have any proof that they killed Imoru or Moru. You don't have no proof. And to be content with your wages. Put this in my language. Let me read it. And then he said, "Na asra afonso bisane se yensu yenye den. Na wakachile won se ya munye obi a han han. Mudi amuko ye manya han han mako brunkrofo. Ma brunkrofo. Hatu o mani machichiri fam. Because as if you na sankrofo de nsim hunu na akaka no. Ya." This weighty and as what dinner mano as which chamber woman. So that is why you die like dogs. Dogs. You know, moves and cram and punch. What's that? Imagine at a move. Mutiso, I told you the mind of God. Nothing else. And so when John was preaching, I mean, interestingly, he started from verse 10. Go back to verse 10, put it in English. Let me close with that. In verse number 10, and the people asked him, saying, what shall we do? Okay, go to verse 8. When he said, bring forth fruits that is worthy of repentance, and do not say it within yourselves that we have Abraham as our father. In verse number 9, he said, interestingly, he said, now the afay what ye kuma to diabia inhini, I said that, diabia! The axe have been laid upon the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit, it will be hewn down and cast into the fire. Verse number 10. Listen, interestingly. And the people ask him, saying, what shall we do then? In the 11th verse, you know, John went and answered and said, he that hath two coats, let him part and give one to his neighbor. In the next verse, he said, interestingly, then came also the publicans to be baptized and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And then in the text, he said unto them, exact no more than that which is appointed unto you. Then he spoke to the soldier. Let me go to the same passage in book of Matthew chapter 3. Yeah, book of Matthew, the third chapter, interestingly. And then when he saw the soldiers, verse number, let's start from verse number 8. And when he also said in there, therefore bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. In the 10th verse, he went for and taken the axe have been laid at the root of the trees. In the 11th verse, he went further. He said, I indeed baptize you with water. water unto repentance. But he that cometh is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to loose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. In the 12th verse, interestingly, he said, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge the floor and gather his wheat into the gainer, but will burn the chaff with unquenchable fire. I'm telling you that this same nice God will throw people to hell. There is a fire burning. Ghana, repent. Repent and come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Your punishment in that fire will be unquenchable. I'm talking to the wise only. And may I remind you that your car doesn't mean anything. Just like on earth, you go and our seating arrangement is according to your status. That day you appear before God, you are a nobody but the soul. They will not say you live at East Lagos or you drive a Mercedes G-Wagon. You will be judged just like the ordinary person. I am talking to the wise only. This is the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Jesus is still calling. He is still calling. Today I want you to ask yourself, am I in the path of righteousness? Am I still on the path? Or I have digressed? And Benise, the world just and when him said energy a year, it me be so me gin and chain and me be so say a son will try a tene. A tene! One year, who subbind dear, would ye would near me be so and no pay say a tene. A ye Christo some, a ye yame some pa. Is it godliness? Don't you think I'm preaching the gospel? I do not seek anything from you, especially vainglory. I don't seek any vainglory. I don't seek any vainglory. When we were preaching from this same altar, and only two lines on this row, one, two, listened, we didn't care who and what people thought about the message or the church. We didn't think about that. We just preach the mind of God. Close and go home. You know, hey, I'm not thinking whatever you think about the message, your approval. Can you imagine I was so the suggestion? What's suggestion? Can you imagine I was a suggestion? What's suggestion? Who told you anymore and I've been who said we need suggestion? Yesterday, we received the first consignment of the shortage of vaccines, measles, polio, and all the rest of them. Praise God to the name of Jesus. Would you meet in our home, Edurusa? Unshade, Papa. Tina home, Edurusa. I dry a day, be wabofra. Would you meet in our home, Anissa? Market ya moyirem fri. Market ya moyirem fri. Utina home edru. Where we are caught in a Methodist press, we are alabaster seas. We are sick. You don't know this. This is not in you. And I'm reminding you that just like God will judge your marriage, God will judge the leaders of Ghana. Same thing. When he finished with Nigerian leaders and, Uganda and Zambia leaders, he will bring it to Ghana's leader. Thank you. Na wamwan kasadi asemne nante. Na wambe jine biyen sempanim. Ati tiye brad yesem. Said ye tiye ye kunwa ye mkun ye chiwa ye nchow. Kenyamiya jene. Speak the mind of God. Ma wama umo. Oh, clap those hands unto the glory of Almighty God. I sat in that memorial service and of my father, Reverend Peter Akoto. And before I preach, when I had finished preaching in that memorial service, over 300 preachers in that particular, and loads of Christians, and they sang that song. Kujidikupa tu odomrika ewe ye no besi musemo akwapa no kwafu. That's right. This song will be real for you and I. Ewe ye no obesi musemo akwapa no kwafu. That's right. Kujidikupa ku jidikupa ek tu odomrika ewe ye no obesi musemo akwapa no kwafu. Ewe ye no besi musembo, ewe ye no besi musembo, agwabano. But in that story, this story na edi ayenyumuno, okachira kwa bonene se free mesoko. Mu amanya ni enti, enti ye won kwapa, eni ye won kwabone, en kwabone no nu omutimi kanipa honsam yaya. Wa sorry there. Ewe ye no obesi musembo. Akwapa no kwafu. Me pesa wo ya akwapa. Until I will preach until Christ is formed in you. I will preach. I will never stop sweating until Christ is formed in you. Ewe ye no obesi musembo. Akwapa no kwafu. The other day, I was speaking to a team of officers. And then, once we were speaking, they told me a story. They said a young man wanted to license a gun in this country. And they had tried all means. He cannot license it because Ghana does not encourage that. This country does not want you to carry, because in the time of war, we will all be in danger. And this guy decided that he is going to go and tell the guys that his father, who just passed on, left the gun. And he will go and swear affidavit that it is his father's property. And they will use that to register because that is what somebody have told them. And then I said to the officers, that is falsehood. He said, oh, so, and not the and then I said, but that is falsehood. Uber register, but the insurance. We need a name. Yeah, no bezi mosemo, aguabano kwafwe. Inti ku jiriku panwa ku jiriku. Come on, help me. Tu adomrika. Yeah, no bezi fast. Aguabano kwafwe. Yeah, no bezi mosemo. That's right. No two. Hey! Ariano, Aguapano Gafu. Ariano Bessimus and Bo. Hey! Netu Adomrika. Ariya no basi musembo. Can you imagine that Kofi Odro has been laid in a box? Will the church be able to sing this? And with God, will God accept this song concerning him? I'm talking to the preachers of Ghana. On that day, there is an end to everything. That is why, you know, when I look at these people, they boast, I am the don, I control all the big crowds, I am the nail, I have taken charge. I look at them with amazement. Somebody is going to bath you, bathe you, and put you in a box. You will rot with maggots. When I look at these young ladies, now there is no shame. People can come to television almost naked. Ghana, what about them? Ghana, what about them? Ghana, what about them? What about them? What about them? What about them? Agwa pano kwafwe wedi ku kuti dikupano ku untu ajaye etu adamrika ewe ya no basi musambo ewe ya no basi mus ewe ya no basi musambo hey hey. Eku na tu Dominica ya na basi musambo ewe ya na basi musambo driving a Rolls Royce doesn't mean God has approved of you. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of things that he possesses. Men found here, who are not here. Yeah. We are all on our way to the grave. All of us. And our souls will stand before God for judgment. And so I don't understand why you are so eager to kill your brother, hurt your brother, spoil your sister to get to the top. Because when you get to the top, everything is vanity. When you fall and you are buried like a dog. And we stand and say tributes, tributes. And most of the tributes, 95%, are lies. Asumesi benten weni papa. Let's leave that to God. Let's leave that to God. By the time we are having 40 days, remembrance and say that we shall meet again, your father may be languishing in hellfire. I'm reminding all of you, it's either heaven or hell. Your two hands. Your two hands are on your heart. Put your two hands on your heart. Everybody watching us on television, everybody listening to us on radio, the people that have joined us online. Let me tell you, what we are doing is not showmanship. We are not here showcasing ourselves. Who, how many people are watching us? So whether you listen to the truth or not, there is an end to everything. And God will bring you to accountability. We don't care what you can offer. I'm just telling you the truth. Repent or perish. Repent or perish. I'm talking to the wise. Mark 13 verse 3. Repent or perish. Repent or perish. Kenipanwa mkibitimi akano kureno. Angrofona to yemududu ona. Kadia ya kokoa yesi ifita. Ene nipa jimia ni yira na ye yira. Ami shen sorry anka yen anke wasi hunu tine ne kwa ino dede reta. E wasi hunu tine ne kwa ino. Robe konani yansu ya diya mwaji jimia ni. Yesu anaye musifu wa mwadi mwaji jimia ni. Yesu anaye musifu wa yadi ya mwaji jimia ni. Ewe ya no basi musembo. Agwa pano kofu. Your two hands are on your heart. I want you to talk to the Father. Have mercy on our souls before it is too late. repent as a nation. We repent as a nation. We repent as a nation. As a nation, we stand before you and repent. From the president of Ghana to the first lady of Ghana, to the people of Ghana, we repent, we repent, we repent, we repent, we repent. We repent. How can Jesus be in your heart with all these addictions? I said you have not seen the light. You have not seen the light. The people who sit in light does not have darkness. Darkness is not in them. I told you the mind of God. And I look at a rebellious nation like Ghana. I am not shocked that a nation that began a redenomination during President Kufuor's time, $1 is to one city, and $1 is to 14 cities. Wow. Put your right hand on your heart. I want us to intercede for Ghana. May the Lord deliver this nation from evil. Let me tell you that the evil we are dealing with is not as a result of politicians. It's a result of sin. Sin. Boni! And a baby, are you? And your leader. Boni, sin. Sin is what has brought us here. I'm talking to the wise only. Sin. Sin is what has brought us to where we are standing right now. Sin. And I'm talking. And this voice is crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord and making his path straight. Sin. Sin. Sin is what has brought this nation on its knees. Any prophet in Ghana who can say this is blind. Sin. Boni. Boni. Sin, treachery, cruelty, wickedness. Hey, me see, the people who are close to power, they know what I'm saying is true. Sin, sin, sin. And your mama will be to me, Tracy, kind of only new year, 21 years, will be back, will be back, will be new year. We could not watch it. And on our magic in a baby, sin bonne. Now, yeah, yeah, the Barbara Kata, you tissue, dear, you know, yet you cry a worse. People in pulpit with sin, sin bonne. Nipa was sorry, them was so man, honey, will be boo. But only one at here, sorry, them. Miss Suma will be a dear way now, Kota. Bob Wanwa, Missy Echiri, Intamame Hunipa. Miss Obia Messumano. They don't know, but Bob Wan, Missy Echiri Dada. A Toda Cray, Brenna, Bob Wan, Mebisa. A Mame Hunipa was already there. And see, and then a button, Labor, Shara, Kadino, Siva. Akuma say, your heart is corrupt. Sin and darkness is full in your heart. Timi Bokro no say, Christ has a phone no Abigina her buttons. You are on your way to hell, my brother. I told you the mind of God. The day you fall into hell, I'm sorry for you, you will be there forever. There is no way your soul will escape from hell. 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 Usher in the communion. Play the national anthem. Your right hand is on your heart. Everybody in an attention position. Can you stretch your hands on Ghana's flag that is on the altar of God and pray for this nation? As you pray, remember my president and his family, that God will protect them and help them, guide and lead them. As we pray, we remember the people of Ghana. May the Lord have mercy on our souls in the stands of judgment. Mercy! Mercy, Lord. Mercy for the blood of Captain Mahama and the blood of Moru and the blood of Ameswale and the blood of Makofori and the blood of Marcus and the blood of J.B. Dankwa Edu that has stained our national colors. Have mercy on our wickedness. Have mercy on wicked leaders. Brute beasts that have become venomous beasts and vampires looting and feasting on this vulnerable nation. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Creating us a clean heart of God. Renew a right spirit. A right spirit. A right spirit. The spirit of righteousness. A right spirit within us. For righteousness exalts a nation and sin. Sin is a reproach to any people. It doesn't matter who the people are. Sin is a reproach. And Father, I pray for mercy. You are a righteous judge. You will judge the nations, the foolish and the wise, the goats and the sheep. Yeah, you will separate them, some on your right, others to your left. You will tell the right, come into the rest of your father. To the people on your left, you will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, into eternal damnation. I stand here in the name of Jesus, and I'm calling this nation to repentance. Repent and align, Ghana, repent and align. I pray that this week will be a week of a turnaround for your people. Let the benefits of righteousness come upon them. Let them know the light of salvation. In Jesus' precious name, give us our daily bread. In the name of Jesus, amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Message we what you are no able to, but we are now better. I could see say yes, but Bantupa showing Sunny Macriso. You want to join us for our offering 0249809911 or 0592292. 6667 059 229 6667. Today, tonight, Pantai Alabaster International Ministry, Adelaide Chapel. We're starting our revival from tonight until next Sunday night. You can't miss it for anything. We are also starting tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock, Alabaster International Ministry at Yaoma School Park. That's where the church is. Join us in any of it. It will be a blessing to you. And then, God willing, on Tuesday, I'm inviting you to a non-denominational service where the glory and the grace of God will be unleashed to God's people, for God is a spirit of truth and spirit of grace. Now, I dispatch you in the grace and the peace of God. May the Lord watch over you. May his favor be your portion, and may his light guide you. May his spirit align you to his perfect will, and may Christ be revealed in your heart by the Holy Spirit. From all of us here in Alabaster International Ministry and Ponsa Memorial Temple, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle of breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I love you. See you next time.
Catch it and say, what to Nizipo Moon and Crawford be your mother? What tribe a juke? Am I now sent me home for chance? Hope one. A adumbi. Shut one fast adum in duty for. Two, can you create the crono? Catch them send troning the hidden war for the chininja. Tell them the truth. Remember why I tell them it's not a blessing to live a promiscuous life. Tell them. Tell them it's not a blessing when you don't talk to your wife but you chat with girls. Tell them it's not a blessing. Chatting with girls you don't know. Chinese girls, Indian girls. You come on your profile and it's girls, strange girls. We look for that. We see the mother. We are not tambabro. We shall be papa. We yeah, we young pino. We shall be papa.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.